This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Wright Automotive has a beautiful 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan SE. MSRP is $23,830. The right price, $19,705. See dealer for details. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or online at WrightAutomotive.com.
Hey, Justin Peoples from Wright Automotive. Do you need service on your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, truck, Jeep, Lincoln, or Ford? You'll find factory-authorized technicians at Wright Automotive. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
10 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning, the DTN general opening call for later today. Expect corn to open 7 to 9 higher, beans 11 to 13 higher, wheat 1 to 3 lower. The overnight crude oil market 49 cents lower at 102.53. Brent crude 33 cents lower at 122.55. The April gold contract $3.50 higher at $1,665.80. The U.S. dollar index 0.103 lower at 78.901. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, May wheat closed at 660 and three quarter, up 48 and a quarter. July wheat on Friday, 674, up 46 and three quarter. September wheat, 690, that was up 45 and a half. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 644, limit up at 40 cents. July corn, 643 and a quarter, up 39 and a half. September corn, 563 and a quarter, up 17 and one half. May soybeans on Friday closed at 1403, up 47 and a half. July beans closed at 1408 and a quarter, up 47. August beans closed at $14.50, up 49 and three quarter. May soybean meal on Friday closed at $388.70, up 137. July meal closed at $389.70, up a dollar and a half. August meal closed at $385.50, up a dollar 58. May soybean oil on Friday closed at $55.10, up 151. July oil closed at $55.51, up a dollar and a half. August oil closed at $55.70, up a dollar and a half. May oats on Friday closed at $3.41 and a quarter, up 5 and 3 quarter. July oats closed at $3.42, up 6 and 3 quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain recap.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. Illinois country grain prices were sharply higher on Friday afternoon. Traders' reaction to this morning's USDA reports drove prices up. The USDA predicted that U.S. farmers would plant 95.9 million acres of corn and 73.9 million acres to soybeans. Illinois producers intend to plant 12.5 million acres to corn, down from the 12.6 million last year. They also intend to plant 9 million acres to soybeans, up from 8.9 million planted last year. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted those shell corn bids 39 to 42 cents higher at 635 to 651. Soybean bids were up 47 to 48 cents at 1376 to 1390. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids gained 35 to 40 cents at 638 to 660. Soybeans advanced 45 to 50 cents at 1386 to 1402. And the wheat bids up 48 to 50 cents at 645 to 665. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills reported those corn bids up 40 to 45 cents, ranging from 638 to 649. Soybeans gained 47 to 48 cents at 1389 to 1390, and the wheat prices up 48 cents at 646 to 655. Illinois River Bartering Elevators quoted producer corn bids 40 to 42 cents stronger at 646 to 650. Soybeans advanced 46 to 48 cents at 1402 to 1410. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery up 44 to 49 at 652 to 668. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 38 to 40 cents stronger at 661 to 664. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 45 to 48 cents with quotations at 1421 to 1425. Soft red winter wheat gained 48 cents on Friday, ranged from 679 to 680, and the Milo up 40 cents at 623 to 624. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, April hogs closed at 83.42, up 40. May, 91.92, up 17. June, 90.40, up 32. April cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday closed at 120.45, down 205. June cattle closed at 116.15, down 232. August cattle closed at 119.67, down $1.52. April feeder cattle 148.82, down 245. May feeders closed at 149.12, down 270. August feeders closed at 152.70, down 207. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Friday, March 30th, for the Eastern Corn Belt daily direct hogs, barrows, and gilts close 15 cents lower with a carcass base price range of $75.93 to $83 and a weighted average of $77.14. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 11,400. Illinois direct brown gilt trade steady to weak, 55 to 57, and Illinois direct slaughter sows 1 to 3 lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds, 46 to 51. 450 to 550 pounds at 48 to 53. Over 550 pounds, 50 to 54. Today's estimated receipts, 550, Thursday's actual, 625, and for the week, 3,575 head. Pork carcass cut out, $79.97, that is up 46 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection, hogs on Friday, 409,000, Saturday, 56,000, week to date of 2,113,000, year to date of 27,881,000. Cattle on Friday, 106,000. Saturday, 5,000. Week to date, 602,000. And year to date, 7,888,000. Box beef cutout values are steady to week on light demand and offerings. Total movement today, 124 fab loads and 37 trim. Choice, 183.37. That is down 9 cents. Select at 182.40. That is down 72 cents. Thursday at the Carthage Livestock Auction, there was a special feeder cattle sale, 1,793 head sold. All cattle weaned with at least one round of vaccinations. Value-added cattle had at least three rounds of vaccinations. Feeder steers, medium and large frame number ones, weighing 400 to 500 pounds at 191 to 204, 500 to 550 pounds at 188 to 196, fancy at 200, and value-added at 194. 550 to 600 pounds at 179 to 185.75, fancy at 190. 600 to 650 pounds at 170 to 183.5. Large frame number ones, load averaging 592 pounds, value added at 186.5. 650 to 700 pounds at 162.5 to 172. 700 to 800 pounds, 138.5 to 149. Value added, 151 to 158 and a quarter. 850 to 900 pounds at 146.75 to 148 and a quarter, which were value added. 900 to 950 pounds at 137 and a quarter to 140, which were fancy. Heifers, medium and large frame number ones, weighing 400 to 500 pounds at 163 to 177. 500 to 550 pounds, 162 to 168. 550 to 600 pounds at 153.5 to 163.5. Fancy, 165 and value added, 167. 600 to 650 pounds at 152.5 to 160. Large frame number ones, part load averaging 726 pounds at 149.75 and a part load averaging 866 pounds, fancy at 136 and a quarter. Illinois direct slaughter cattle were a dollar lower on a live basis, 127 to 128 FOB. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service, returning you back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Friday, March, Class 3 milk closed at $15.72 unchanged. For April, $15.66 up 4. For May, $15.66 up 37. Butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday for March, 143.5 unchanged. For April, 141.25 up 1.25. For May, 141.75 unchanged. Non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for March, 133 unchanged. For April, 126.75 unchanged. For May, 127 unchanged. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday for black cheese, 149 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 146 unchanged. For butter, 146.25 down 1.5. Non-fat dry milk, 128.75 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk, $15.72, down 34 cents. Here are the bids from Honk Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for March, $6.46. For April, $6.47. Corn delivered to Scottville for March, $6.40. For April, $6.42. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for March, $13.86. For April, $13.87. Wheat delivered to Scottville for March, $6.38. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield at $6.46, corn at Scottville $6.40, beans at Greenfield or Scottville $13.86, wheat at Scottville $6.38. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday. Brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
It's time to think about your lawn and what you can do to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. M&M Service Company carries a full line of green yard, lawn fertilizer, seed, and chemicals. They will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications and treatments. Talk to Tim Rothy, turf specialist at M&M Service Company, for a seed, fertilizer, and chemical program for your lawn. Call him at 1-800-962-7331. M&M Service, the local solution to your world of needs.
The local weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-80s with light south winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 60s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of an afternoon shower, the high in the mid-80s. And your extended weather forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies and cooler, a chance of a shower Wednesday and Thursday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, highs in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising, our temperature 59 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Finally, a mower with some giddy-up, 9 miles per hour. Introducing the John Deere EasyTrac Z600 Series with a 4-year limited warranty at Sloan's. John Deere EasyTracs are easy to turn, easy to handle, and with year season financing, now they're easy to own. Your John Deere is here. Get one today at Sloan's. Visit any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations or online at Sloan's.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by the Litchfield National Bank. Another successful week at the Hamilton Hay Auction Saturday, as Mike Hamilton explains.
Well, Randy, we were a little light on small squares, but seemed like there was a lot of people in the field Saturday. We ended up with 343 bales of alfalfa, and we had some real light bales of fourth crop at 410. And we had some real nice alfalfa up to 730 a bale, 161 small squares of alfalfa grafts from 510 to 650, at 68 bales of grafts at $450 to $5. And the 3x3x8 bales, we had 130 bales of alfalfa from $54 to $78 a bale. Ended up with 50 bales of alfalfa grafts at $65.50. And then in the round bales, we had 27 grass mix from 40 to 43. We had 7 round bales of alfalfa at $33 a bale, and we had 34 bales of net wrap straw at $31.
Now you'll be calling it quits for the season pretty soon, won't you?
Yeah, we'll have a sale this coming Saturday, and then April 14th will be our last sale, and that. On the 14th will be our customer appreciation day. We're going to serve lunch, so anybody that shipped with us or bought hay this year is more than welcome to come down and have lunch on us.
Okay, so you'll start taking consignments later this week, right?
Yeah, we'll accept hay from noon on Friday up until sale time Saturday.
Once again, that was Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction in Fosterburg. Also in the farm news this morning, on Friday, the National Agricultural Statistics Service released their planting intentions and grain stocks reports. According to the figures released, corn planting in Illinois will be about 100,000 acres less than 2011. We talked to Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions, and he talked about a possible explanation.
Well, and I think that is, again, a function of seeing how some of those corn yield drags have affected guys in the last couple of years. Even though it may pencil better to do the corn, if you're not getting the yield that you need to achieve that profit target, it starts to not make sense. And you also have to weigh the benefits from an agronomic standpoint by putting those beans back into the rotation, what it could mean for the next year or two in corn production. So I think that's what we're seeing there. And Illinois was a big participant in those corn on corn yield drags, parts of Indiana as well. But I'm not surprised to see increases in corn everywhere else, especially in the Western Corn Belt, where they haven't experienced as much yield pressure.
That was Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions. Last week, an Ag Legislative Day was held in Springfield. We talked to Chuck Spencer, the Legislative Director for GrowMark, and he said representatives of all facets of agriculture, including the FFA, were able to talk to their legislators.
There were a number of issues, and I know for the cooperatives, we were able to do that as well. We talked about business climate issues, which would be on the forefront of everyone's minds. We know that Illinois faces some economic challenges, and we need a business climate that's predictable, understanding what a competitive tax rate is, too, from not only our neighbors from surrounding states, but on a national basis. And I just mentioned we were known for our international reach as far as exporting our products. We need to be competitive in our cost structure in that fashion. Predictable regulation. Regulation impacts all of us. There's nothing wrong with complying with regulations, but we need to make sure the regulations are reasonable, based in science, and they're not changing as quickly as what we have seen here in the last couple years. So those were messages we sent. We also talked about a Keep It for the Crops program, which is an update to the Illinois Fertilizer Act. It's going to allow research dollars to be collected from each ton of fertilizer sales in the state of Illinois. We know that we have watershed challenges that we face in the state. We also know that farmers want to increase their productivity, keep the nutrients and plant food in place for the crops to take up, and additional research along with stewardship programs will help accomplish that, and the agriculture sector's wholeheartedly behind that.
Were the FFA kids able to talk to their legislators too?
You know, that's one of it's always a shining moment for, I think, so many of us who are in agriculture, is to watch the next generation invade the Capitol in their blue jackets and be able to go around and receive the type of welcome, interact with people who are there on a variety of missions that day. Of course, it was Agriculture Day, and we certainly made up the majority of people in the Capitol, but there's so many people from other backgrounds working their issues as well. And I think it's a very enjoyable day for the FFA members, a learning experience. They're able to talk to legislators, watch them delivering baskets, welcomed by the staff in a very friendly manner. It's a sight that we all enjoy watching every year.
That was Chuck Spencer of GrowMark. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to Mike Borgic of the Illinois Pork Producers Association about some of their activities.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. Mike Borgic is with the Illinois Pork Producers, of course, a Montgomery County native. Mike now working with the membership and outreach programs, but always involved in promotion of the product. We caught up with Mike to talk about the DaBurger campaign in the state. He said it's going great.
The DaBurger campaign is going great. We launched it, in October of 2010. We started off by going up to Soldier Field and taking some pork burger samples and doing a promotion outside for a tailgate before a Bears game. And while we were there, we took some of them up to the people that run the concession stands there at Soldier Field. They loved them. We did a follow-up meeting with them, and then we purchased a cart, portable cart there, a food cart, and they decided to start selling the pork burger, which we now call DaBurger. They sell it up there at Soldier Field. That has expanded into now the United Center and soon to be U.S. Cellular Field for the White Sox games. So it's been really big up there. We've had meetings with the St. Louis Cardinals down at Busch Stadium. We've got the Bloomington Normal Corn Belters has been serving it for a year plus now. So we're really promoting the heck out of this pork burger. And at the Illinois Products Expo, it was great for us. Bloomington Meats is one of the big suppliers that we use for a lot of this stuff. And they came in and we grilled up some pork burger samples. They set up right next to us with pork burgers for sale. They sold over 1,100 pounds of pork burgers in 2 days. So they were very happy with the outcome of that, and so were we, because we're moving ground pork, and that's definitely something we need to be doing more of. You know, it's one of those pieces of meat from the pig that we, you know, don't see a lot of. I mean, you see a lot of sausage out there, but you don't see a lot of just plain ground pork. So this is something that we're trying to promote, trying to get into grocery stores, see if we can move that along, just continue to promote the use of ground pork in everyday food.
Now, how does it differ? You guys in Mid-Illinois, for example, have served the pork burgers at the local level for many years. How does the DaBurger differ?
DaBurger up there at Soldier Field and United Center, it's a half-pound pork burger. It's just plain ground pork with some seasoning on it, but it's something different. People don't know anything about it. They've never tried it before, and when they try it, they really do like it. That's something that when we go to these promotions, if we don't have it there to sell like we did at the product show this year, everybody asks us, where can I buy this, because this is so good. I need to try this at home. I need to take it back to my family and let them try it. So it's something that it's just different than your normal ground beef.
And it really does, as you say, you know, really offer excitement for us in the future.
Yeah, and that's all about the new Be Inspired campaign with National Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff, is that we're trying to get people that are already eating pork to try it in a different way or to eat more of it. And so this is a great opportunity for us to do that because, again, people don't know about ground pork burgers. And so it's something that we're trying to get out there and people to understand and try it at home.
Mike Borgic with the Illinois Pork Producers here on WSMI. Reporting, I'm Rita Frazier.
And it's time now for our weekly hog market update with University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
It wasn't a very good week for the hog markets. We're ending up with cash prices for bears and gelts $2 to $3 per hundredweight lower than the week before. Direct delivered to the plant on a carcass weight basis, mostly in the upper 70s. Terminal market hogs on a live weight basis in the mid-50s. Cutout value down again this week. We're looking at the lowest pork cutout since January 2011, basically right around 79.5 cents a pound for the cutout value on a carcass weight basis. Weights continue to be heavy. Iowa, Southern Minnesota, live weights for bears and gelts last week, 276.6 pounds. That's down 7/10 of a pound from the week before, but up 2.5 pounds from the same week a year ago. USDA's planting prospect acreage report came out at the end of the week. 4% more corn expected to be planted than a year ago. That's most acres since 1937. If they all get planted, that should be positive news, not only for the hog industry, but for all meats if we can end up with a larger feed grain supply. And USDA will be releasing their quarterly hog and pig report. The trade forecasts are for about a 1.8% larger market herd and the breeding herd just a fraction of 1% larger than a year ago.
And that was Dr. Ron Plain of the University of Missouri. When you think of money for college, farmland probably doesn't come to mind, but for the past 37 years, University of Illinois students have received financial assistance by way of soybeans and corn from Sangamon County. The university operates 31 endowment farms in central and southern Illinois, totaling more than 11,000 acres. Donors decide where the money goes, most often for scholarships, loans, 4-H projects, and research. Once again, the DTN general opening call later this morning. Expect corn to open about 8 cents higher, beans 11 to 13 higher, wheat about a penny lower. The overnight crude oil market 49 cents lower at 102.53. Brent crude 33 cents lower at 122.55. The April gold contract 350 higher at 1665.80. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106, beginning with the opening commodity markets this morning at 9:32. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Litchfield National Bank and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.